The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. It's time for one of my favorite guests, Catherine Wood, who is the founder and president of Relationships Under Construction. You can find out more at relationshipsunderconstruction.com. Catherine, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Bob. It's great to be here.
Well, it is a delight to have you on the program. And Catherine, I've got to ask you, the last time we talked, I asked how was COVID affecting relationships under construction? And I just simply have to have an update. How are you doing in the schools? How has COVID changed the outreach of relationships under construction?
Well, thanks for asking, Bob. Just like everyone, this has been a tough year for relationships under construction. But we have a wonderful story of how God uses everything for good. And RUC normally provides risk avoidance education for public and private middle and high schools in 32 Ohio counties, and we have served an average of 25,000 students a year, every year since 2003, which means we've served over 450,000 students in our short history. We're part of a collaborative of programs like ours that serve 56 counties, and together the collaborative serves 60 to 100,000 students a year, depending on the amount of funding we have, of course. And this year so far, RUC has served 61 schools, about half of the number of schools we would normally serve by this time, and we've served 8,300 students. Almost 5,000 of those students were served in person, and just over 3,000 were served in virtual classrooms. So that is God using everything for good, but that's not the surprise. Are you ready?
I am ready. I'm ready. I'd like a surprise.
Well, this summer, our instructors got together and analyzed our programs for social and emotional learning to show schools that we have been teaching what has been called new ever since our programs began in the 80s.
Yeah.
And that was amazing, but it's still not the surprise. A couple of our very creative instructors and staff wrote and produced online lessons to use with schools as another way to reach students. So there are 10 new lessons that complement our curriculum, basically teaching the same concepts, but in virtual land as doodles, cartoon scripts, videos, so forth. And we plan to use the virtual classes as another way to reach students with the truth. And these classes could be supplementary or introductory classes. They could be used with regular students, homeschool students. But this is God moving RUC forward in very surprising ways.
So when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. So you have made some wonderful spiritual lemonade for the kids in your schools.
It has been very wonderful thing. And I just want to share a comment with you from a homeschool student that just finished our classes. And this is actually from the parents. The parents said, our daughter really enjoyed the RUC classes. She was horrified at the start, but at the end, she told me it is the most useful class she's ever had. She said RUC is something she will use in real life. And she rarely says anything positive about any classes, so her comments were a very big deal. Wow. Thank you so much for teaching this important life-saving information from a grateful parent.
You know, Catherine, that's something I don't think you and I have ever talked about. We usually talk about RUC in the public schools and in a few Christian schools, but I don't think we've ever discussed homeschool kids. Is this a growing area for RUC?
It is. We don't teach a lot of homeschool groups, but we teach some. And we have some of our instructors that just feel very called to do that.
Yeah.
So that's where that's coming from, and they're having great success with the kids.
Well, I think it's amazing, Catherine, how you and your teachers have been so successful in adapting to some very, very difficult times. And obviously, just the hand of God has directed all of you.
Well, we couldn't be anywhere without him, because we count on him to direct us. And often we don't know why we're doing something, and then we look back and say, oh, now we see what we needed to do. So,
Catherine, I often have no idea why I'm doing things. So, hey, before we go any further, we absolutely must talk about the big banquet coming up.
Yes. I'm so excited about that.
What year is this? What annual?
This is our year? Our 12th annual banquet. Unbelievable.
12th annual banquet. That is absolutely unbelievable. And Catherine, you have scheduled one of the finest preachers, teachers, speakers, motivators in the United States, and I would not say that unless I absolutely meant it.
I am right there with you. I totally believe that. Are you there?
Give us the date and the details.
Okay, well, it's our 12th annual banquet. Our theme is Spreading Hope Through Relationship Education, and it's March 11th, Thursday. It's either in person with social distancing at Genoa Church, or it's through live streaming by registering at relationshipsunderconstruction.com. So either way, whether you do in-person or live, you have to register in order to get the right information. It's adults only. It's for in-person is for first come, first serve, because we do have limited seating available. And like you said, our speaker is Dr. Ron Archer, and he's written a couple of books, What Belief Can Do and The Power of One. So I really think this is going to be the best banquet yet.
The Power of One is brand new, and I mean brand new, and it's phenomenal. Folks, listen, if you are not familiar with Dr. Ron Archer, if you have a few moments, go to YouTube and just do a search for Dr. Ron Archer. You pick any message that he has given anywhere. I don't care where it was, when it was given, and you are going to be blown away. His testimony is one of the most powerful testimonies I've ever heard. He is one of the most powerful preachers that I have ever, ever, ever heard. The first time I heard him, I'd never heard of him, had no idea who he was. And within about 2 minutes after he began speaking, my jaw dropped to the floor, and it stayed there for the next 45 minutes. Unbelievable. You know, he is an unbelievable speaker.
And I heard your interview with him on the Power of One, and that is right exactly where we need to be as a culture. That, you know, he's talking about the power of one man, and it relates to fatherhood. And that is where we need to be. And his story is so dynamic, because it was a school teacher that put him on the right path after a very traumatic childhood.
Yeah.
So,
well, Ron Archer is incredibly popular. In fact, you know, you and I talked about scheduling him a long time ago, and I'm really surprised you were able to schedule him. He is extremely in demand, and when word gets out, Catherine, that he is going to be speaking, I believe your banquet is going to fill very, very quickly. Now, folks, You know, if you want to do it online, that's okay. But please, please, please get your reservations in now, like today, right? Yes. I mean, this minute for the banquet coming up on March 11th, because it is going to be full. And Catherine, I know you're going to have to turn people away. So please, folks, get your reservations in for the Relationships Under Construction 12th Annual Banquet. I promise you, you will not be sorry.
And I would add to that, you know, it, even if you can't get into the in-person part, the live streaming event, I am so excited about. I want so many more people to be able to hear about Relationships Under Construction. This is our fundraising banquet, and we're desperate at the moment for that. So, but we really feel that this is the best banquet speaker that we've ever had.
Oh, I agree. I absolutely agree. In fact, I can't think of anybody in America that could do a better job at a banquet than Ron Archer, and I mean that sincerely. So go to relationshipsunderconstruction.com, make your reservations like now, like this minute, during this break. Go to relationshipsunderconstruction.com and get your reservations in. All right, we'll continue this discussion with Catherine Wood right after these messages.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. And welcome back to Catherine Wood, founder and president of Relationships Under Construction. And one more time, their 12th annual banquet is coming up at Genoa Church in Westerville on March 11th, and the speaker is one of the most dynamic Christian preachers, speakers in America. He has literally spoken to millions of people in the last 20 or 30 years. His testimony is riveting, and you cannot miss it. Now, you need to be there to learn about Relationships Under Construction. That's the primary reason that you need to be there. But you've got to hear Dr. Ron Archer. So, Catherine, get ready for a sellout.
I think we're almost there.
Well, I would imagine. I would imagine. How will people know if they click on the registration button, if it's sold out, it'll tell them?
I'm hoping so, yes. Which means they just need to click on the live streaming button.
Okay. But try first to register for the banquet, to be there live. That would be far better if you can't get in. And I believe it's going to be a sellout. And space is limited, particularly because of COVID. Do the next best thing and do the streaming as well. Well, that'll be streaming video?
Yes, live streaming. So the live streaming starts at 7 o'clock that evening.
Okay. All right. Now, Catherine, back to the work and the ministry of RUC. What do you foresee for the rest of the school year? A lot of schools are going back to in-person learning. It must be incredibly hard to keep up with the changes that are happening week by week, sometimes almost day by day. How do you know what's coming next in the schools where you're teaching?
Well, we watch what the governor's saying, and we hope that everybody will be back in person. We know that probably not everybody will, so we just make ourselves available to whatever that classroom teacher needs. And we want to give a big shout-out to our classroom teachers that are out there fighting this battle every day, and their schedules are constantly changing. I just can't believe what they're having to do this year. And I And I just want to say a big thank you to all of them that are making a difference, and they're going with the flow, and it's not an easy flow. And it's not an easy flow for our instructors either, but we just do whatever needs to be done.
I'm curious, are some of the school districts that are returning to in-person teaching, are they requiring your teachers to have the COVID shots before they can come into the classroom?
We're not at that level yet of being able to get those vaccines. But I know that one of the things the schools have done since the very beginning, we've had several schools sign letters for us, and they came up with a term. They said RUC educators are essential educators. Mm-hmm. And that meant we could come into their schools, and that's why we've done in-person classes, because we are essential to their students, to their programs. So that has been very a wonderful way of helping us be able to still get into the classrooms and teach young people the truth.
Well, our time always goes very first, Catherine, but we're talking with Catherine Wood, founder and president of Relationships Under Construction. The website is relationships, and that's plural, relationshipsunderconstruction.com. By the way, Catherine, I did a Google search today for Relationships Under Construction, and it has you as a general contractor.
I know. They will not do ours correctly, no matter what we do.
A general contractor. Well, that kind of fits. All right. In the closing moments, how can our listeners support you? I mean, they need to register for the banquet on March 11th. They've got to do that and do it quickly. This thing's going to be a sellout. Don't wait. Register now at relationshipsunderconstruction.com. But how can our listeners support you, and how can they pray for you?
Well, I definitely would ask for their prayers. There's just so much evil that we hear about today, and we know that our children are being groomed by Planned Parenthood, and we need to be there to combat that. So we also know that classroom teachers and school administrators are asking us for more help, and we're in the process of developing more curriculum as quickly as we can. Our federal money is precarious. Our state money is unstable. So we would just ask for God's people to invest in Relationships Under Construction so that we can bring a message of hope and teach young people the truth about marriage and family, especially in the public schools. You know, and in the world's 4,500 years of written history, there's only one successful way to build families and raise healthy children, and that is what RUC teaches. So RUC teaches the blueprint for strong future families, and our kids are desperate to hear it.
Well, they are. The rate of depression is skyrocketing. The rate of suicide is skyrocketing among our students, and so much of what you're teaching is the antidote to that. Our schools, our kids, our students have never needed Relationships Under Construction more than now. Thank you, Catherine. RelationshipsUnderConstruction.com. Pray for them, support them. Register now for the banquet on March 11th. God bless you, Catherine.
Thank you, Bob. Best and blessings to you, too.